النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we find that there is this very interesting dialogue and conversation between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and one of his representatives from the city of Ahwaz. So the city of Ahwaz in the olden days and in the days of the Imams was a very important center for the Shias, but it was also a center for the Muslims in general. It is in the present day southern part of Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, and still it is considered to be one of the larger cities in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So anyways, one of the representatives of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, who lived in Ahwaz, has this conversation with His Eminence about free will and fate. And so this is primarily what we want to talk about, is this conversation that occurs between the two. So, you know, as many of you know, the Mu'tazila, the theological sect in Islam, believes in complete free will as compared to the Ash'ari theological school of thought, which believes in complete fate, right? Compulsion, if you will. And so in response to this question, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he says, "Know, may Allah have mercy on you, that we looked up in the abundant traditions and the akhbar, the news, and we found for all Muslims who understand from Allah that the traditions are not free from two meanings." So just to kind of take a pause so that we understand what's happening, in this dialogue, Imam al-Hadi is replying to this question about free will and compulsion. The first thing he brings up is that we looked up in the abundant traditions and the akhbar and the news. This itself points to us that within the reach and within the access of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam were certain books and traditions, you know, that they had with them. So, for example, one of them is known as Sahifa Ali, right, alayhi salam, which are the traditions from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And likewise, you know, the Imams had certain Sahifas, or Sahifa Fatima, of course, Salamullah alayha, which is another book which has, you know, different information and things like that. So these were in the access and in the reach of the immaculate and infallible Imams alayhi salam. And here we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he kind of speaks about that, and he talks about how we looked into these abundant traditions. And then he says that for Muslims, we understand two things from these traditions. And so now we continue. He says, either truth that is to be followed or falsehood that is to be avoided. So these are the two fundamental things that are found within the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. One is a truth, a haqiqah, you know, a reality that must be followed. And the other is a batil, is a falsehood that has to be avoided at all costs. And then he continues and he says that the ummah, the nation, you know, the community of the Muslims has agreed unanimously that there is no disagreement between them, that the Quran is the truth, and that there is no doubt in the Quran for the Muslims of any sect. So these are also some things, and we're going to have to unfortunately end the dialogue at that point, but very important points that we took out of this small piece of a much longer conversation between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and his representative from Ahwaz, is that the ummah, even in the present day, Sunni or Shia, or of any sect that you have across the Muslim ummah, they all agree that the Quran is this source of truth. There is no disagreement that the Quran is this fundamental pillar of Islam, and no Muslim doubts in the Quran. So why is Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam pointing to the Quran? Because later on in this dialogue, he brings proofs and arguments from the Quran, which will establish the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam's stance upon compulsion and free will. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.